it's time for the very first My Tunes feature on the new morning show. And my guest this week is Kiri Kermode.
Hello.
This is very exciting.
My word, isn't
it? I'll tell you why it's exciting. Because you were on my hit list for Greatest Hits when we were doing classic albums. And somehow you were away, I was away, and we never got it together. So I thought, right, bite the bullet, get you on straight away for this new series. Thank you. Thank you.
Not at all.
It's
delighted.
Brilliant. I mean, you are a busy person. I mean, just explain to everybody what you're full-time farming.
I am indeed. Full-time beef and sheep farmer with my family at Orrisdale and Ballasalla.
Right. And then you're also doing, of course, countryside and bits and pieces for the radio.
I am. I really enjoy that. I love getting out and about and meeting people for the radio programme, whether it's birds and bees, full-on agriculture, politics, whatever it is. I really do enjoy catching up with people for that.
And hasn't that grown since you started?
Hasn't it, Justin? What an opportunity I was given, Mark, from John Kenyuk. And hopefully I'm doing him proud, but it was big, big boots to fill. And I've not even tried to fill them. I've done my own thing. And the great people and support that I've had, it's just been phenomenal.
Is farming in your family?
Yeah, many generations. It's my mum's family farm that we farm at Ballasalla. And it'd be four generations now. So yeah, blacksmiths it was back in the day, and then now it's beef and sheep, and there's always been sheep. I think that's been the main element of the farming enterprise all the time, but so we've continued, and it's great to farm alongside my family, my mum and dad and my brothers. So yeah, it's really
I was going to talk about sheep, because I remember one time I was, for some reason, Simon Clark couldn't do it was the Southern Show, and I was doing some bits with you, and one of your beasts did very, very well, and he said, Mark, for goodness sakes, I can't. I've got to be with her. And you got second, you did very well on that one.
That's right. It was when Chief Minister Howard Quayle was judging, and we'd made it through all of the classes to be the champion sheep of the day. And then to stand in the Grand Parade, it is very, very special. And I felt really torn between obviously working for the radio that day and also competing with a sheep. I said, yes, of course, I'll agree to do the radio, because you don't rest on your laurels, or you're not complacent to think, oh, I'm going to be in the Grand Parade, I can't do the radio work. But no, it was just one of those tricky situations, and I had to abandon you for a few minutes to go and stand with the rest of the team.
Was I scared? Yes, I was. I'll tell you, I was. But well done on that. Rare breeds on the Isle of Man. That's quite a big thing, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the focus points now across the whole of the UK. A lot of people are reverting back to native breeds, naturally, because it's their home environment. Green grass, hills, whatever the farming stock is, it does really, really well off the natural environment. And I think with all of the cost of production nowadays and the continental breeds that came into the UK, they've made a good combination, but costs are very expensive to feed all these animals with, you know, minerals and mixtures of compound foods are made up in big factories, whereas now they're reverting back to the animals that can actually go off grass and perform off grass. So they've gone back to the old original breeds and more natives, maybe even the rare breeds. And also in the meat part of the industry, those have the flavours and the marbling to have a great eating experience. And I think that's partly the swing as well. People demanding good quality food. And, you know, it goes back to the grass-fed.
Well, I think we are blessed with very good quality food on the Isle of Man. Let's talk about your first record choice. We're going to put you back in that family car with a cassette player. And you're driving along somewhere and you're playing that cassette. This goes back a while, Kiri.
Oh, my word. Many, many years ago on our way down to Ballasalla Primary School. And yeah, we used to be a stack of cassettes in the car. And as a kid, you're always messing around. And this one in particular was Bruce Springsteen. And we used to listen to it day in, day out, coming home from school. And yeah, Born in the USA was pretty special. And that's quite a good song still, even.
Just
It's time for another track from my guest on My Tunes all this week, Kerry Kermode.
Hello, Mark. Good morning.
This is brilliant. I'm really enjoying this, catching up with you, because, like I said yesterday, I don't know why we never got you on Greatest Hits, but you're here now. Now, listen, I'm going to talk about farming again. How early do you have to get up on a normal day?
Not very. I am not a very good morning person, as probably some of the farming listeners might hear this and think, she's never up before 9 o'clock. But no, I would be probably 7, 8 o'clock riser. But many of our neighbours, the dairy farmer neighbours, they're up at the crack of dawn, 4, 5 o'clock, rounding up their dairy cows. My brothers, on the other hand, they are a bit earlier than me. So yeah, it balances out.
You're never really off duty with livestock, are you?
No, it is. It is 24/7. And you know, people say, oh, you know, are you doing this at the weekend? Are you coming there or whatever? I've got a show on, or I've got to do these animals for get some animals ready for a sale or whatever's happening. So no, it is 7 days a week. And it's also governed by the weather. You know, some days you're trying to, like for the shows, you're trying to put a spray tan on the girls, getting them all glammed up ready, and all of a sudden it chucks it down. So you put off maybe a few hours, or it's giving better weather in the evening, so you wait till the evening time. And it is literally just governed by climate, unfortunately, which can be a bit tricky when you're organising to go out.
Now, you grew up on the farm, but was there any time when you thought, actually, I might do something else?
When I was taking my GCSEs, my little brother was born, and it was a massive shock because 16 years difference between us. And at that point, I thought, oh, maybe I quite like interior design. I thought, maybe I'd stay on at school and do that. But he came along and we needed extra help on the farm. So after my GCSEs, I went home and decided I'd make some decisions that summer if I was going to go to Isle of Man College or whatever. And I was always loving the outdoors, but I got stuck into the farming with my dad. And as much as we bicker quite a lot, we do get on quite well, which is always a help when you're working with someone for 7 days a week. But no, it's went from there, and I don't think I would change it for the world, because I've had so many opportunities come from agriculture, and it is a brilliant, brilliant way of life. And it's only what you get out of it, you know, what you make of it, the choices you make. You can sit at home and do 7 days farming, or you can take courses or opportunities that arise and go and do something else, but within agriculture. It just depends how driven you are as a person, I suppose.
Yeah. And you do get to travel quite a bit to with various parts of the farming life, with the livestock and more.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one thing where I've been really lucky, is coming into the farming business that was already established in showing livestock. So they had already been doing the agricultural circuit in the UK, Royal Highland Show in Edinburgh, the Great Yorkshire Show in Yorkshire, and also back when I was younger, the Stone Lee, the English Royal Show. My parents would take Belgian blue cattle then over to compete in those events. And since then, it's never been a fear. We've always travelled back and forward with livestock. And that's something that myself and Thomas, my brother, are really keen to continue. And we now do it with sheep because it's a little bit easier. Lots of rules and regulations came in 2001 after the foot and mouth. And it's so much more trickier to travel with cattle, really. And also the TB is a huge problem in the UK. And thankfully, touch wood, we don't have any of these issues here, so to speak, and long may that continue. But they're travelling with agriculture. You meet so many friends on the show circuits. At the sales, you take some of your stock away on the pedigree side of the business, and you're selling your livestock to go on and breed in the UK. You know, they've reached all corners of the United Kingdom now from our farm here in the little Isle of Man, which is always, always something to be proud of. But it's the great friendships you make. I think that's really important in agriculture. Mm.
And only last month, you were in Ireland, and this next track has got a sort of an Irish connection, hasn't it?
That's it. When we go to the National Ploughing Championships in the south of Ireland, we always spend a bit of time in Dublin, and we love going to Temple Bar and Gogarty's along the way. And you know, the Irish Celtic music, the violins and the fiddles, it's always so great. So when Ed Sheeran came out with Galway Girl, I really, really liked it, and that's my next favourite track.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean, the Gaelic ink on your arm? Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar, then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just want my pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool, and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee, singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room, swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine, as we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl.
It is time for another track from our guest on the very first My Tunes on this morning show, Kerry Kermo. Thank you again.
Yes, good morning. And yeah, no problem at all.
Now, I'm going to take a move away from farming for a moment. I was going to actually try and find, I should have recorded this out of doors and given you a discus, because I've been reading about your sporting prowess. You were a bit tasty with the discus, weren't you, back in the day?
I really enjoyed Manx Harriers and the opportunity to do discus and shot put and javelin as well that came with it. But yeah, I really enjoyed the discus. And it all started at Castle Rushton High School, actually, with Mrs. Jones and Sue Messenger at the time. And yeah, sports days or the summer months doing athletics, and then went on from there, broke a record or two at Castle Rushton, and then picked up by Harriers. And yeah, enjoyed some real good success with those guys, and then on to the Island Games. And again, like I said the other day about travelling with agriculture, it's the same with sport. You can travel and meet so many friends. And with discus, that was definitely one opening where I've made some great friends from all the different islands over the time.
It must have been brilliant to do the Island Games.
Oh, fantastic. It really is something to be very, very proud of. Stiff competition. You know, it's really, really nerve-wracking when you're out in the middle of the arena with lots of people watching. But it's, again, something to be representing your island. And when you're there with the flags, or even when someone wins the gold medal, you're so, so proud. And you're so proud of them as an individual, or even as a team, to see the flag and the Manx national anthem be, oh, that was really, really special. And you can't really just put a price on that moment.
You're still keeping sporty?
I was, up until a knee injury.
Let's talk about that. What happened? Because we saw you hobbling around for an awfully long time.
Yes. Well, just playing netball on a Sunday morning, and I jumped for a rebound from the goal, and thankfully they didn't score. We received the rebound, and as a defender, we decided to try and get the ball back up the court. And unfortunately, my knee just wasn't working. I couldn't figure out what had happened, and I'd snapped my patella tendon. So that was a bit tricky. My kneecap to my shin, the tendon had completely severed. So I had to go for a bit of an operation. And thankfully at Nobles, they put me back together with the watchful eye of Dr. Barker. And yeah, I'm up and going again now. But it's been a long road, Mark.
Yeah. Just remind me, how long has that been?
It happened on the 4th of February. And yeah, it's a good few months. But I'm getting really, really good physiotherapist from the NHS physio in Chloe James in Port Erin, and she is absolutely fab. She's really, really taken on board that I'm an active person. This is really frustrating, and mentally it can be a little bit annoying, to say the least. So she's been really, really good with me, and I can't fault any of the services that I've had for my knee.
Oh, well, here's to it fully. I mean, it's getting there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's absolutely miles better than it was. So, yes.
Good stuff. When do you get a chance to listen to music in your busy, busy life?
Well, one period of time in particular is shearing time. When we're shearing our sheep, we have a lot of sheep to shear. And over the years, it's been just my dad and my brother shearing, and I'd be rolling up the wool and putting it in the big bags. And we'd have the radio full blast, whether it was the TT or music or whatever it was. That was like the main May, June time would be the biggest time of year that we'd be listening to the radio.
Good on you. And which track are we going to have today?
And today's track will be Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Any particular reason for that one?
Oh, it's just so upbeat, and that's the kind of person I am. I just like happy-go-lucky and just, yeah, on top of the world kind of feeling.
So you're not a morning person, but this will get you going.
Not a morning person, but this will definitely get us going.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I so wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost.
Time for another track from my guest on our very first My Tunes series here on The Morning Show. Kiri Kermode is with us all this week. Kiri, thanks again.
Not at all. Absolutely pleasure.
Now, music for animals. I remember my limited knowledge of farming that certain farmers play certain music for cows when they're milking, or being milked, I should say. Do sheep like certain music? Does it calm them in when they're being sheared? I mean, I'm stabbing in the dark here.
Well, it is very rattly, the machinery and doors banging and all the rest of it at shearing time. So maybe it drowns it out or just puts a din on it. But no, like you say, for milking, I do believe that it keeps the cows calm and it's a noise that they're used to. And yeah, I do think that it does have that element in it where it stops all the real immediate banging noises of metal gates or whatever it is. And yeah, so I believe.
So the sheep might like a few tunes.
They might just do that. They might. Yeah. Nothing proven. And we do have the music going in our sheep shed at lambing time. Yeah. Whether it helps, I don't know, but it helps us. Yeah.
Soothing the mummies.
This is it.
That must be exceptional, lambing time. I mean, it's just... They are amazing little creatures, aren't they?
Oh, it is a brilliant time of year. And we're really lucky that we have the pedigree ones inside. So we get to, you know, just when you get 5 minutes and you're having a bit of a rough day and you go and have a little cuddle of a little fluffy lamb, it does make things so much better. We're very, very lucky in that respect. But it is a great time of year. And the weather is a bit tricky, February, March time. Lots of people are lambing now in April to get the better weather. And this Easter was fabulous. And my younger brother, Caesar, he was off school. So he was able to come and help me do the lambing. Even with a broken knee, we managed to get around. And it's a great help. But it never gets old. Something new life never gets old, Mark.
Every season.
Definitely.
Something else. Tricky question. I'm just interested to know. Obviously, they're part of the food chain. And yet you are making their short lives as pleasant as possible. Is it a bit of a juggling act?
Oh, it really is. But as a farmer, like, the animals are your everything. Like I said earlier in the week, the farming is 24/7 and you are doing the best you can for them. And there is an awful lot of emotion and empathy with it. And it's never easy seeing them go, whatever animal, whether it's sheep or beef. And ultimately, they are bred for that, for us to eat, for food. And you always have that at the back of your mind. But we're very lucky at our farm. We have the pedigree ones, which go on for further breeding. And they're the ones that I really get attached to. And just takes a little bit of edge off having to part with everything. You know, they're my babies.
Yeah, and you can hang on to them.
This is it, exactly.
Lovely. What's the future hold for Manx farming, would you say?
We have so many good points on the Isle of Man. It's a really, really great place for animal health, for one. You know, the TB that's affecting the UK is just huge. It's catastrophic, and the issues that come with it. We have this Manx air, this green fields. It's just so healthy here. There's not many farms that are intensely farming, if at all. It doesn't exist on the island, and that's really quite nice. There are some bigger farmers, but many, many small, just medium-sized farmers enjoying day-to-day running. And Manx farmers are very proud of what they do as well. You know, they're of the old school, the old type, and it's not, you know, huge big machinery clattering around the countryside, pulling out the hedgerows or anything like that. It's still very, very traditional. And I think that the products that they're producing off the farm, whether it's vegetables or milk or beef or lamb, whichever, it is to the highest of standards. And we have a great hub of welfare that goes with it, and that we all take part in, make sure we're all to the top standard. And that's something we're very proud of too, is the welfare standards we adhere by. And it is tricky. There's lots of paperwork and you hear people moaning about that. But I'd rather know than not know that the stock is looked after the best of its standards. And ultimately, that goes for the reassurance to the people that buy our food. And we have the provenance label now to say it is, you know, it is quality. And with anybody living on the island, it is so important, the provenance and supporting local, really.
Yeah. We're all incredibly grateful for what you do, for keeping that local produce coming, because at the end of the day, that's something to be proud of, and it's lovely to know it's only come from down the road.
Absolutely.
So where's that bit of beef come from? Well, you see that field over? See that field over? I love all that. When a restaurant does that, I love that.
But it is. It's where in the world can that happen,
yeah,
Mark?
Absolutely.
Very lucky. Special.
And thank you for all the work you do with Simon, Mr. Clark.
Oh, Countryside. Brilliant program.
Keeping him in order.
He's great, isn't
half
he?
Half the time.
Yeah.
Best as you can. Final track then. What are we going to have to wrap up the week?
Oh, we're going to have a bit of Ellie Goulding and Burn.
Any particular reason we've gone for Ellie?
I like Ellie. I think she's a little bit different. And yeah, she's just a little bit quirky and I like her music.
Thank you so much for this week.
Thank you, Mark.
We don't have to worry about nothing. 'Cause we got the fire and we burn in one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up. Like we're the stars of the human race. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud.
Goulding, finishing off My Tunes with Kiri Kermode. Thanks again to Kiri for joining us all this week. And don't forget, keep coming back right here for more Best Bits from The Morning Show. See you soon.